Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We're doing a little 15-minute show here tonight. We're scheduled for airtime a little bit, and we wanted to come on here and just kind of shoot the breeze with everybody and talk about the future of Talk CDL. Changes are coming, Tyler. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Good changes, man. I think they're good changes. We're really taking our reviews from our listeners to heart, and we're showing you guys we're doing something about it, okay?
Yeah, well, Tyler, I have always said screw the listeners. I want to do it my way, but you're the one taking it to heart. I mean, that's up to you.
You're right. So, listeners, you can thank me. Send me all your, you know, all your thank you cards and all your presents, maybe some, you know, hats or something. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
it's
Tyler,
him
I'm like an owner operator. I get in the hammer lane and say screw everybody. I don't really care. I don't share the road with nobody, man. I just keep it going.
You can ship Troy some trucker bombs, maybe. I think he'll enjoy those.
Send me some trucker bombs.
He don't need the trucker bombs. He needs the Depends.
Oh, look who it is, Mr. Dan. Wow.
Man, anyway, I guess you want me to go ahead and kind of explain what's going to happen, or you want to? How do we want to do this? I don't know. We really didn't talk about it. You know, what's the future? What do we got going on?
Well, Tyler, let's talk about first off. You know, we've been officially. I think we're coming up here in a couple of weeks on our 1 year anniversary. Talk CDL started. We started out with Blog Talk, and look, Blog Talk is. A place where you can run podcasts, but it's not how would you say it's not quality. And Tyler, you're the tech guy. You're the one that's been we've been talking about this for a year now. You know, we've get I just totally lost. Can you talk?
No, I hear you.
Are you hearing?
Everybody hears you, honey, just because you can't hear yourself.
No. My whole thing just popped off.
No, you probably just unplugged your headset. Yeah, you're good.
I can hear nobody. So I'm going to talk for a second. In fact, you know what? Go ahead. I'm going to see if I can get my headset.
Just your headset unplugged. Tell him to plug his headset in.
And Tyler, go ahead and take over.
All right. So like Troy was saying, okay, this is one of the reasons why we're leaving Blog Talk, okay, because we believe in creating good content for you guys. And although, we keep it raw and we don't do bloop, we like to let you guys see the bloopers and everything else like that. But, you know, that's kind of the intention we were going initially, like, okay, you know, we don't hide anything, which, you know, we're very visible with you guys. We tell you everything that's going on with us, the show, and the future plans and everything else. But little things like, you know, what just happened where he lost his sound, you know, it's just not good quality content. You know, this show won't be able to keep progressing forward and getting a bunch of listeners and really embedding into the trucking community, having, you know, things like that. And that's one of the reasons, you know, to be able to remove those kind of bits out of the episode and be able to give you guys just pure content, and keep that visibility that we like to have with you guys and keep that interaction. That's what's important to us. And increasing our sound quality is ultimately, this is an audio podcast. Right. So with that being said, most people, even if you watch a YouTube video, a lot of times you'll put a YouTube video on, you'll walk away and you'll just use it for listening. Right. This is an audio podcast and audio is the key. Right. If we don't have good audio, then it's not good content for you guys. And what's the point of having a podcast if you guys can't hear anything?
All right, Tyler, I'm back.
You're back. You can hear it. Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
Something.
So
I was just telling him.
You know, the bottom line with this is what we really are trying to do is really make, you know, we have a good show. You know, we get the reviews on the subjects and the things that we talk about on here. We've got no issues with that at all. Nobody's saying, hey, Tyler, you're boring. You suck. I mean, like we might say that. But the bottom line is you don't have listeners calling in and saying, Tyler, you suck and your show sucks. And this things you're talking about sucks. Listen, we talk about everything from Peterbilts to K-Whoppers to I-95 to rollovers to you name it. We talk about it here on Talk CDL. The problem is the quality. And it really, let's be honest. And listen, by the way, Tyler, you said we got a review the other day. And one guy said, hey, everything sounds great except for the air horn. That's my air horn. I cannot have anybody insulting the air horn. Okay.
We have to be able to have control over the air horn, right? I mean, when we click on the air horn now, right, this does not sound good.
Oh, you know how many years
it's so loud. So loud. It's just obnoxious. You press it, and a trucker's rolling down the highway, and he has his, you know, his KW on full blast, and all of a sudden you hit the air horn, and it blows his speakers out. That's not enjoyable for nobody. So we got to keep those things under control, and that's kind of where that quality comes in. We don't have control over our audio like we want, like you guys want as listeners. That's important to us.
So Tyler, let's talk about, okay, we recognize on Talk CDL that our quality is, Lord willing, about to get better. Okay, we have good equipment. We just need to, we're going to go independent. We're going to make the recordings via different locations, and we're going to set the times. And I think you had said you would really like it if we go ahead and put like a little contact page up, and then we're also going to have people message us, hey, I'd like to come on the show. And then we'll talk to them. We're also going to be looking. We're also the 2017 is coming, and Talk CDL is looking to have some really cool guests on. So we're going to try to get more and more guests on, special guests that people all know in the industry.
Yeah.
So we'll be Lord willing, if we have to bribe people, whatever, we're just going to get them on the show. That we won't bribe them. But so that's part of the future. The quality, everything. And I'll tell you what's really cool. The community on Facebook, we get such a great welcome there that we've decided that everything is going to be communicated through Facebook. Yeah, you still have the Talk CDL page. And the Talk CDL page, by the way, is where all the shows you'll be able to upload and get. We'll be putting snippets on weekly for people to hear. And you'll still be able to go to iTunes, right, Tyler? Everything's still going to go to iTunes.
Of course. Right, yeah, everything will be on iTunes and everywhere else, and I'll kind of go through recap what you're saying in a little bit more detail, but go ahead and finish here.
No, go ahead, buddy, by all means, if you're meaning you're going to do it actually correctly.
Well, I just want them to fully understand kind of what we're coming from here, and that is that our episodes – okay, are going to be releasing at specific times every week, right? So we're going to be recording episodes, and like Troy said, we're going to be looking for people in the industry, and what we want from you guys is your feedback. You guys are becoming – since we started mentioning feedback, it's kind of funny. Since we started actually mentioning to you guys, hey, we need your feedback, it was weird. It just started happening, right? It just – we started getting feedback, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Hey, what we truckers are, man.
Yeah, you know,
you
so
pass one, they blink their lights. You come on over.
There you go,
baby.
So we want more of that.
Actually, I would just think that everyone would want to say something personally.
What, all truckers?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, the CB? You've been out there on the road, Ritan. You know all about the CB.
I know, and all of them want to have their opinion heard.
What, are you saying truckers have opinions?
They have lots of them.
You're not saying we're humble, quiet type.
No.
Okay. Go on.
So just with all those opinions.
Here,
please,
would you hold my trucker bomb? I'm just kidding.
Please come over here to Facebook, okay, and send us people that you might be interested. Say you have somebody that you would never be able to talk to in the industry, but you really want to know about them. Okay, we want to know those people. We want to know we want to bring more engagement on things that you guys are looking for out of the show. We're still going to do our own thing, don't get us wrong, but we want interviews. We want, you know, I'm not going to mention names because we got ideas and I don't want to give them away. You know, but we're going to do these interviews. We're going to talk to these people, and then we're going to release the shows at specific times. Those shows are going to go on to the website, talkcdl.com. You'll be able to even see the upcoming shows. So you'll be able to see what show is upcoming. You're not going to be able to listen to it yet, but the suspense is going to be there because it's going to end up being, okay, I know it's upcoming. I know it's going to release at, for example, Thursday at 8 o'clock. That might not be the time. We'll figure that out and release it on Facebook. But at Thursday at 8 o'clock, and as soon as that releases, you know, as long as you've subscribed to iTunes, as long as you've made, if you use Google Play, subscribe there, and all these different locations, which you can find those on our website, you'll be able to listen to that show immediately as soon as it's released. And then you can go to the website, give comments. But the most important thing is that you guys are giving us your feedback after we do this. Give us your reviews on iTunes and talk to us on Facebook, okay? Give us people that you want to hear from, you know, suggest people. And then as well as this, I think because this is going to open up such this is going to open up a lot more freedom in our show, I think, Troy. So I think now that this is going to be happening, we can, you know, we can really start implementing things like, I don't know what we'll call them, whether it's friends of the show or, you know, truckers of the show or something like that. But there's going to be somewhere on our website where you can enter like your email address in, and actually underneath each of the episodes, you can enter your email address in and submit it. And that'll put you in a listing, and, you know, we'll pull from those listings and then send you an email saying, hey, if you want to be part of the show, reply back to us and we'll get you part of the show, you know, give you an interview. Or, you know, that listing of email addresses will also automatically do an automatic generation and maybe send that person a T-shirt and announce that person on the show. I mean, we'll be able to do a lot more things like this because we'll have more control over it. So I think there's lots to look forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I tell you, I'm looking forward to the quality. You know, we made a couple shows differently while we were in North Dakota, and that kind of convinced me just listening to the sound. And to be honest with you, you know, I love all of our people that come on, Cody and Ron and everybody. But yeah, there's been plenty of times where, you know, the cell phone thing just doesn't work. What do you think, Ruth Ann?
Yeah, well, when you use the cell phone, if you're not using a good quality enough cell phone.
Especially if you're in a truck.
And if you're, well,
a loud truck.
Yeah, well, you're
in a Peterbilt. You're in a Peterbilt.
Cut me off
loud.
Again, I'm going to hit you in the head with the mic.
Okay, go ahead.
Hit you in the head with the mic? Everybody want to hear that?
I don't hear anybody saying yes. Okay.
No, what happens is you're in a loud truck, but you also are not allowed to use your handheld device, so you're Bluetoothing it.
Yeah.
Well,
and they suck. Half the Bluetooth suck.
Well, what happens is you're picking up the outside noises. So if you have your AC or, you know, nowadays soon, the heat, then if you have your window up or if you have your CB low, anything, you're going to be getting that background noise.
So you're saying the trucker shouldn't use the economy, what would we call it, the You Save Bluetooth, you know, the one for like $10. Don't buy that one.
No, I'm not saying that the cheap ones are poor.
Yeah, they use
quality.
They
no,
use
not all of them. So. Not all of them. You're being racist.
I don't care how expensive of a Bluetooth you use. If you're rolling down in a KW or a big rig, it's really hard to tame that motor and not pick up the sound of it. I mean,
and if you can afford $180,000 Peterbilt and you buy a $10 Bluetooth, shame on you. Shame on you.
No, that's them trying to make the payments on that Peterbilt. They have to go with the cheap ones.
Yeah. They're out siphoning diesel. I got my Peterbilt. Sold the house last week. But anyways, no, and that's true. You know, we're going to be, and one of the things, Tyler, we should mention this now, and we should start mentioning it. In fact, we're down to under 2 minutes on this show. But we should also mention, if you're going to want to be part of the show, make sure you're in a quiet room, you have good quality sound. Tyler, we got a minute and a half left on this show.
Yep.
Let's wrap it up, man. Go ahead and give me a quick 30 seconds.
Yep, just look forward to the shows to come. Get ready for us to announce what times we're going to be releasing the shows. The shows will automatically release, and make sure you listen to them, okay? Give us your feedback. Mm-hmm. Head over to TalkCDO.com. There's a review button right there. It says review our podcast. Review it, okay? And let us know who you want to listen to. Contact us on Facebook, facebook.com/TalkCDO. We appreciate you guys, and drive safe out there.
All right, lovely, Ruth Ann. Give me a couple seconds.
Just be safe out there. Honestly, right now with there's snow in Oregon right now. They're was it 3 inches or so?
I don't know.
So just it's that time of year. Just please be safe.
Drivers, this is Troy, and I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody. Lord willing, if we're alive tomorrow, we're going to get up. We're going to do the show. Now, I will say this, a couple things real quick. The CB, I'm a big advocate for the CB. I seen truckers out there going, how about you just stay alert, dumbass? Guess what? That's really a dumbass answer, okay? You're 11 hours on the road. You need that CB for coming around the corner. Somebody blew a tire and it's in the middle of the road. Somebody, you know, something happens. The CB saves lives. Turn that CB on. Praise God. We're looking forward to the new Talk CDL. We'll be back here tomorrow night around 8 o'clock somewhere in that area. Tyler and I, Ruth Ann. Maybe Cody and the gang, who knows. But until then, God bless and good night. Take care.
Good night.